MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 19, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with a look at today's stories. Monday's storm has moved out, but not before leaving behind numerous reports of wind damage. Two Amesbury men have been charged with murder, and the Beverly City Council honors Councillor Estelle Rand.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later, we'll have some local North Shore sports updates. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Sun and clouds, mid-40s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:17 p.m. Monday's storm on the North Shore flooded roads, toppled trees, closed roadways, downed utility wires, and interrupted power service for thousands. The Salem News is also reporting that wind gusts were as high as 55 miles an hour in Salem. WCVB-TV has additional wind gust reports that include Rockport at 75 miles an hour, Beverly Airport 55, Logan Airport 68, while the highest recorded wind gust in Massachusetts was at the Blue Hill Observatory, and that was 90 miles an hour. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger honored two members of the former Essex County dive team for their service during the blizzard of 78. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that two Beverly residents, Steve Archer and Norman Doogie Russell, were members of the team that performed some dangerous rescues during the 1978 blizzard. The luncheon was sponsored by the sheriff for the dive team that was disbanded many years ago. Two Amesbury brothers have been charged with murder following a weekend stabbing. Dave Rogers of the Daily News reports today that 23-year-old Cooper Weil and his 20-year-old brother James Weil have been charged with the stabbing of a Newbury man. The report adds the Newbury man was in his car when the Wiley brothers allegedly approached him with a gun and a knife. And the Beverly City Council last night honored outgoing 10-year City Councilor Estelle Rand.
So this is, on behalf of the Beverly City Council, a resolution in honor of Ward 2 Councilor Estelle M. Rand on the occasion of her final City Council meeting, presented by the Beverly City Council, with great appreciation for the dedication, passionate advocacy for her ward and for the people of Beverly, and leadership of our esteemed honoree.
That was City Council President Julie Flowers. Mayor Mike Cahill also spoke.
I respect you immensely. Councilor Rand, I admire you. I appreciate you. I value all the things that you, the ways that you think and the ways that you make all of us think. I've learned a ton from you. And I think we all have learned and grown as people and as public servants. So I just want to say that. And I want to say that I'm not speaking just for me, but for everybody in the mayor's office and for everybody across the city administration who have valued you as a partner and have really enjoyed working with you for the last decade.
Rand served as Ward 2 city councilor for 10 years, and she shared a few words at last night's council meeting.
First, this is like heartwarming to see all these people who've helped me. All those things, all the whereases, those are your wins, too. You guys did that with me. And I didn't even think I was going to get emotional, but listening to all those things that happened over 10 years, it's really beautiful. And this has been a huge opportunity that not everybody gets to do. And so I really stand by that it's been fun and amazing and fulfilling, and I'm really just thankful to everyone who helped me get here, who believed in me 10 years ago and decided it was okay to help me get elected. Thank you, Judy. And also for those of you who held me accountable, because that's kind of a challenging thing to do with a friend or somebody that you're not even friends with. So you've all held me accountable and helped me do some amazing things. My family made a really amazing sacrifice for the past decade to help me be here and do this and be a community leader. So thank you, Jonathan. Yeah. Magnolia is at dance lessons right now, and Miles is in New Zealand. His advice to me when I said it was my last meeting, he said, "You better do some crazy stuff at that meeting." So, you know, that's not my plan, but I appreciated it. I appreciated the advice. So, I hope you all continue to do great things and hold me accountable. And I plan on maintaining my status as a community leader. I'm excited to see what comes next, and also have promised myself that for 1 year I will not volunteer for anything. So I mean that. If you see me out there volunteering, just stop me, please. That's it. I love you all, and thank you so much. Thank you.
That's outgoing Beverly City Councilor Estelle Rand. The entire council meeting can be viewed on BevCam. Bill Newell on sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. Tonight, the Bruins host Minnesota while the Celtics travel west to play at Golden State tomorrow night. Boys high school hockey from last night, Masconom at 5, Malden Catholic 2. In boys basketball last night, Newburyport beat Ipswich 93-57. Lynn Tech topped Boston English 74-68. In girls basketball, Winthrop edging Saugus 38-36. Lynn Classical in the Greater Boston League beat Everett 36-26. In the Cape Ann League, Newburyport downed Ipswich 57-19. The Hamilton Wenham Outdoor Field Construction Project is on schedule to hopefully break ground this spring. But right now, they are in the final planning process stages. This is Athletic Director Craig Genualdo.
Right now, we're putting the finishing touches on the kind of the finer points of the design. Right, it's not just, okay, there's going to be a turf field and lights here and tennis courts there. We're kind of really fine-tuning things because you have to do that in order to put out the appropriate bid. In the next, I don't know, few weeks, we'll finalize that design. We'll see what the estimates come in at. We'll decide if we have to take some things out or, you know, like what have you, based on budget. And then once we once we absolutely make final those designs, then we send it out to bid. And the goal is that sometime this spring, March or April, we're putting a shovel in the ground and, starting for real on the construction piece of the project.
Hamilton Wenham High School Athletic Director Craig Genualdo. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, and be sure to keep listening for North Shore Today Extra.
A unique holiday gift.
If you're tired of giving gifts that nobody wants or uses, think about giving something they actually need and use, like a soap bar. This is a brand new soap bar by the company Exo Bath. It's not just like any soap bar, it has a unique twist. It has a space carved into the top of it, that then you can take an old soap sliver and put it right inside to reuse it. If you know somebody that uses soap bars, think about giving them this bar as a gift. It's available for purchase on xobath.com. And right now you can even get your first purchase 20% off with the code HELLOXO.
Click on the banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Craig Genualdo, Athletic Director, Hamilton Wenham Regional High School. Craig, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, as always.
We are talking on a stormy Monday morning here this week, and how are things looking up in the Hamilton Wenham area this morning, Craig?
cloudy and windy, but we got indoor sports right now, so shouldn't affect things too bad. We still have power, so we're hanging in there.
Not too bad. You got it. All right. Well, Craig, I thought it was time to just get a quick update from you. As you know, the approval of the projects went through Hamilton and Wenham earlier in the year. And so where do we stand with that, with the developing of the plans, the developing of a timeline for these outdoor field projects at Hamilton and Wenham? So what can you update us on?
Everything that we're hoping to do is if everything falls in line and goes right. But to the best we can tell, right now we're putting the finishing touches on the kind of the finer points of the design. Right, it's not just, okay, there's going to be a turf field and lights here and tennis courts there. We're kind of really fine-tuning things because you have to do that in order to put out the appropriate bid. In the next, I don't know, few weeks, we'll finalize that design. We'll see what the estimates come in at. We'll decide if we have to take some things out or, you know, like what have you, based on budget. And then once we final, and once we absolutely make final those designs, then we send it out to bid. And the goal is that sometime this spring, March or April, we're putting a shovel in the ground and, you know, starting for real on the construction piece of the project.
Perfect. All right. Sounds great. All good news there. And as you noted, doing these final drafts of plans or draw-ups, I mean, is standard procedure and so on. And it, you know, was built into your planning, I'm sure, for all of this, right?
Yeah. So, like, right now we're doing things like, all right, if we get batting cages, do they lock? What kind of fencing do we want? What kind of gating do we want? Stuff like that. You know, with certain things, for example, because the tennis courts are going where a couple of our throwing events are for track, we're placing those events in optimal spots and, you know, stuff like that. The bulk of the project is still the same, but this is all standard stuff. They call it the last 25% of the detail and design. And that's the phase that, you know, we're a good way into that phase. And then once we do, we'll make the plans final and put it out to bid.
Perfect. All right. Well, Craig, I want to grab you here just for a couple of short comments with you on fall sports and then winter sports. So let me have you give me some final thoughts on some of the fall sports at Hamilton One and what were some of the highlights?
To me, it was just, you know, kind of the ongoing consistency of some of our teams. Our girls soccer team won the Cape Ann League for the fourth straight year. They went to the Elite Eight. The boys' soccer team won the league for the third straight year, went to the Elite Eight round. And, you know, it's the consistency of those two teams has been incredible. The cross-country kids did exceptional. Both boys and girls cross-country won Division III championships and made it to all states and did very, very well. The volleyball team went to the round of eight this year. Of course, we're in a league with Ipswich, who's fantastic and has won some state championships now, so we're always competing against them. And, you know, I think we had five or six losses on the season, and three of them were to Ipswich. So, you know, I think we played well against Ipswich in the tournament game. I think we did the best we could and kind of gave it our best shot. And so that was great. So it was a good fall. There was a lot to celebrate. There was, you know, eight or nine tournament games that we had, plus the success of the cross-country team. So that was great. We had some players of the year, which is always fun. We had some coaches of the year, which is really, you know, that's really a reflection of the team's success. So lots of good stuff there. As far as the winter goes, we're excited about our basketball teams. We think they both have a shot to be pretty good. The gymnastics team each year has gotten better. And then swim and indoor track just kind of started their competition. So should be a good winter.
All right, Craig, anything new this winter, any new coaches or anything like that for the winter sports?
No. We as a matter of fact, every coach that we've had for the winter, whether they're a head coach, an assistant coach, or a volunteer coach, have all come back. I think that's good for kids when they have, you know, a steady set of expectations that they can count on. And, you know, they've been around. They know what exam week is. They know kind of what the pitfalls of their particular season are and how to best support the kids during those times. So nobody knew, but we love everyone we have. So we're looking forward to getting the games really going and kicking into gear here.
Absolutely. And finally, Craig, is there anything to share with us regarding the Cape Ann League? Any updates there to share or thoughts on what's going on with it when the ADs meet in the Cape Ann League meetings?
No, you know, Essex Tech has been a part of our league this whole year. That's working great. We had the Cal Sportsmanship Summit in the fall where we had 60 athletes from the league kind of be invited to the day based on their leadership and kind of gravitas that they have within their own school communities. And, you know, they sat and we had Max Lane out to talk to us, and that was fun. But the kids really led the day. We had a goal of not having the adults talk at the kids like Charlie Brown's parents. We really wanted the kids to lead the day and to kind of tell us their thoughts on certain things. And that was a great day. We're excited about that. We did that. But in the winter, we're just getting underway and, you know, getting ready for the thick of game season here as soon as break is over.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that summit idea and the concept or design of it sounds very interesting and sounds like a great idea. And I'm glad it was a great success, too. So very good. All right.
Thank you for that. The idea is that if we do it every year, we can kind of mix up the themes from year to year and emphasize certain things, but it's always a new set of kids and always good to talk about that stuff. So thanks for giving me a chance to speak about it.
Perfect. All right. Well, Craig, we appreciate you taking some time to join us to share a few updates with us, and have a great winter at Hamilton Wenham. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Bill. You too. Happy holidays.
Yep. Craig Genualdo with us from Hamilton Wenham Athletics, their athletic director here on MSONewsSports.com.